Blog Talk Radio.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor?
Hi, everyone. Good evening and welcome to episode number 80 of Rockless Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, wherever the hell she is. We're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. And you're probably wondering why I played the theme from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Well, let's bring in Carl Kafer, our good friend, and I'll tell you what.
Ah, my only fan, but unfortunately it's winter, so I don't need him.
Yeah, well, he's still with you. I can't get rid of the guy. But, so I played the theme from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to open the show, and I did that because today I went to Senator John Hines History Center here in Pittsburgh, and they have all sorts of Mr. Rogers Neighborhood stuff there, including the original set. So I thought I'd give props to him. Look at that, Carl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he also was a Presbyterian minister, and when I worked at the Presbyterian Church, he was considered basically like, well, he was a pastor, too, but he was like the god of the Presbyterians. Seriously.
Yeah, a very interesting story I remember, and I don't know exact details, but he had that black guy working for him on the show.
Yep.
And when he hired him for the show, they're saying, oh, no, no, no. He goes, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's my guy. So, I mean, he was one of the first ones to ever accept black people into public television. So,
well, that whole thing with the black policemen and the foot washing was really something.
Yep, it really was. I mean, the guy was a pioneer for civil rights and just a generally good guy and probably one of the best ever from Pittsburgh. And it was cool seeing all
and
stuff.
Also, one of the nice things about him is that George Romero actually shot footage.
Yeah.
And a lot of Romero's people worked for him, too.
Yeah,
they tried
exactly.
to get him as a zombie in one of Romero's movies, but he said,
nah, I can't have to, play it straight. But, and tonight, now we're all done talking about Fred Rogers. Tonight is part two of a Rocktober special we have going on. And what I did was I looked at every date of the month in October and found some rock and roll history to play for you guys. So that's what we're doing. And I take it you liked show number one, Carl?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to this one, too, and next week.
Oh,
so let's kick it off.
Part part three next week, and here we go. And we'll talk to you after the set, man.
Absolutely, man. Talk to you soon.
Hey, I'm going to start it with Neil Diamond.
Crackling roses, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train, ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if this lasts for an hour, let's all ride. We got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if this lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you're crying to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume. Don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Walk with me. Oh, yeah. When you're waiting wants to come. In the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I'm crying?
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. It's the Colorado Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed the Cathedral Mountain. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Of a simple thing you cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be poor a man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
And we started this first set with Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie. That was his first number one hit, and he reached that on October 10th, 1970. And our second song was Solomon Burke with Cry to Me, and I really like the Mark Brassard version anyways, but Solomon Burke actually died on a flight from Washington, D.C. to Amsterdam Airport. As soon as they landed, he died. So that happened October 10th, 2010. And we ended up with Rocky Mountain High, another guy who died in an airplane, John Denver. He died in a plane crash October 12th, 1997. And we're going to set number two, and we're going to start it with The Who.
People try to put us to sound,
talking about my generation,
just because we get around,
talking about my generation.
They say school is awful,
talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old,
talking about my
dig what we all say.
I'm
not trying to cause a big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my generation. We all
talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation. Get around.
Okay, we started that set with My Generation by The Who, and they recorded that song on October 13th, 1965. In the middle of our set was Def Leppard with Hysteria, and they were the first band to sell 7 million copies of two consecutive albums. And that happened on October 14th, 1988. And we ended with David Bowie and Heroes. And he released his 12th studio album, that song came off of, on October 14th, 1977. Okay, we're ready to move on to set number three in our Rocktober celebration of the history of October. And all the cool things that happened this month. And we're going to start it off with the Everly Brothers.
Thank you.
Okay, and we started this set with the Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie. That song hit number one October 14th, 1957. It was actually banned by several U.S. radio stations because of suggestive lyrics. In the middle of our set was Good Golly Miss Molly, Little Richard. And he recorded that song on October 15th, 1956. And we ended our set with Bad Medicine from Bon Jovi. And it was off his first number one album, New Jersey. And he hit that mark on October 15th, 1988. Okay, now we're going to do a Willie Nelson song. It was recorded by someone else. This is Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
tree. Admit it, then we talk, or sit silently and listen to our thoughts. Illusions of someday, cast in a golden light. No dress rehearsal, this is our
started set number four with Crazy by Patsy Cline. That song was released on October 16, 1961. And as I said at the top of the set, that song was written by Willie Nelson. Next was Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. It was off his album Songs in the Key of Life, which hit number one on October 16, 1976. And we ended with a set with I Had to Throw One of My Own In. That was the Tragically Hip with Ahead by a Century, and their lead singer, Gord Downie, died on October 17, 2017. So we're ready for set number five already, moving right along. And we're going to start it off with a Jackson 5.
There is love, I'll be there. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last year.
spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Started set number 5 in our Rocktober extravaganza with Jackson 5, and I'll Be There. And it was their number one hit back in October 17, 1970. And after that, we heard Ode to Billy Joel by Bobby Gentry, and it was number one album on October 18th, 1967, and it actually replaced Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band as the top album in the country. And we just heard Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, and it hit number one in the UK on October 18th, 1979, and it should be noted that 2 years later, it was the first song that MTV ever played in August of 1981. Okay, we made it to our last set, And we're going to start it off with Aha. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
We started set number six with Aha and Take On Me as the first number one hit by a Norwegian group in the U.S., and that was on October 19th, 1985, and I'm sure the video on MTV sold a lot of records. Right after that, Give Me Some Lovin' by Spencer Davis Group, and Spencer Davis died October 19th, 2020. And we ended up with Lynyrd Skynyrd in Tuesday's Gone. And that was off their debut album. And I hate to end the playlist in a bummer, but October 20th, 1977 was when the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crashed and killed four members. Yeah, that's it, girl.
Yeah, that is a bummer. That's a definite bummer.
Yeah, I hate that.
You know, one other thing I wanted to mention was Bobby Gentry, an ode to Billy Joe. She's basically disappeared. I mean, not actually, but she left.
She did. She just got right out of the industry and said that's it after that album. And supposedly, last I read, she lives in some gated community in Nashville. But, she got right out of the industry.
You know, and that's a great, great song. And not only that, that's another swamp song. You know, we don't talk about much in terms of swamp music and pop, but that's one of the big ones. I love that song.
Yeah, and for that album to knock Sgt. Pepper's out of number one, you know, it has something big going for it. And right after that, she just said, that's it. I'm done.
That's her only album, right? I mean, there was an album of outtakes years later. But that's it.
Yeah, that's it. She just said, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to go be a housewife or whatever the hell she's doing. She's still alive, supposedly.
Yeah.
Yes, I knew. So anything else jump out at you?
No. Again, as I said last week, it's interesting in terms of you doing these shows because it's more like a greatest hits type of thing. I mean, John Denver and Neil Diamond. I mean, you're going back to when you and I were kids.
I'm playing a lot of music that I normally wouldn't play. But, you know, it fits into the, you know, historically, it's so prevalent. It was just so important to what we listen to, you know, to follow, you know, or, you know, what possessed them to make that music, what their influences were, and how they were influential on others. So, and like the Buggles. And Aha, I would have never played them, but, you know, they're so important for what they did to MTV or, you know, what they did for MTV. That's back when they showed videos.
Yeah. I must say, I always liked the Buggles. That video particularly, I thought was a hoot. So there you go.
Yeah. It was good. But that's so cool how they play. That was the very first video ever shown on MTV.
Absolutely.
And since I ended this show on a bummer, with some people dying in a plane crash, I think we've got a couple of people you all mentioned that died this week.
Well, two actresses died. What's her name from Three's Company? Suzanne Summers passed away.
Yeah.
And then yesterday.
Yeah, she had cancer forever.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, Piper Laurie passed away. And if you don't know who that is, just think of Carrie's mom in the movie Carrie.
I'll tell you what. I read a biography on her just to catch up on what she was in. And my God, she's in so many great films and great television work and everything. I mean, you know, I'm just probably known best for Carrie. What I read was De Palma was the producer, or director of that movie. And
right.
She did it in rehearsal. She did a Carrie scene as a comedy scene. And he said, oh, no. We're not doing comedy in this movie. And then that's when she realized the way she was supposed to play that part. And, yeah, she was huge. Really
huge. Yeah, and
huge.
Of course she also had an Academy Award nomination for The Hustler, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she played what's his name's crazy
Paul
girlfriend.
Newman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Paul Newman's crazy girlfriend in that movie. And she's in a lot of stuff. I mean, if you look her up, it's just incredible. You know, you know the name. Well, at least I knew the name, you know, and I knew a couple of things she was in, and I started reading. It's like, my God, this woman was in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
She was 90 when she died.
Yeah.
So
and one other death that I do have to, one other death I do have to mention is someone that I actually interviewed when I was with Stephen. Unfortunately, the show has been sort of lost into the ether. But Jeff Burr passed away. Jeff Burr was a director.
Huh.
And he was younger than us. He was only 60, and he died of stroke. He worked with Vincent Price. He did Leatherface 3, and did a number of films. And very, very, you know, not a famous name, but somebody who was well regarded in the industry, and certainly along genre people. So I just wanted to mention about Jeff Burr also.
Okay.
So, yeah, sorry to be a bummer, folks.
All right. Well, we're gonna get it going with some birthdays, and hey, every one of those people are alive. Ha! Well, the ones with songs I'm going to play. All right, I'm going to start it with Bob Weir. Yeah, Grateful Dead. What do you think, Carol? Ready?
I'm turning off the mic now. See you later.
Nah, you better listen to this song. It's a great song. This is Bob Weir. It's nice. There it is. No. Damn list jumped on me again. Okay, let's try it.
Yeah, zero to see. Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I wanna hand,
take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with you, daddy, all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I wanna hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with you, daddy, all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, hand, hand, hand.
called The Line by Toto, and lead guitar player, originator of the band, Steve Lukather, will be 66 on Saturday. And I do want to mention Steve Lukather is one of the busiest guitar players out there. He plays a lot of sessions. Right now he's out with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band. Incredible guitar player. In the middle of our set was Blackwater by Doobie Brothers and Pat Simmons, who's the lead vocalist on that song and also wrote it. He'll be 75 on Thursday. And we started our birthday song with Hell in a Bucket by the Grateful Dead. And the lead singer on that song and writer was Bob Weir. And tomorrow, Bob will be 76. Well, Carl, we were expecting a celebrity call in, but it didn't happen.
But, you know, the person we're speaking of is a wonderful person and my co-host, but she gets busy sometimes, and, like, there are other things that she has to do.
Yeah, Rachel, he's talking about. Yeah, when I said celebrity, I knew it wasn't Suzanne Summers was calling in because she's dead. So,
oh, Jesus.
It had to be Rachel. Okay, well, we miss you, Rachel. Maybe next time you can call in, the next week. I would love that. I haven't talked to her in so long. So, but you got some work with her this week, don't you?
Well, actually, what's happening, of course, I've been pushing this quite a bit. The Shocker Go-Go Festival is coming up. We have already had two interviews with directors, Charles Lincoln and Victor, what's Victor's last name? Hold on just a moment. Victor Bonacore. And then on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we have director Tina Kraus, who is going to premiere her film Limbo at the Shocker Go-Go Festival. This is a film festival that's happening from the 18th through the 22nd at the Film Noir Cinema in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. I will be attending three of those days. I'll be going Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. They have many, many special guests, including directors Larry Fessenden. Lloyd Kaufman's going to be there. Very good friend of the podcast who got me involved in this is Scooter McRae. His film is going to be playing on Wednesday night. That's one of the reasons I'm going Wednesday. And we've also had Eric Eichelberger on to promote the festival. And I'm sure that we'll have some other people after the festival too. And some pretty decent names, hopefully. On Friday night, I'm going to be attending. There's going to be a double feature of films from Joe Sarno, who is a sexploitation director who's passed away, but his wife is going to be there, and I've been trying to get her on for quite a while, Peggy on for quite a while, so hopefully we'll be able to get her on afterwards. Charles Lincoln is going to join us also in November because his father was Fred J. Lincoln, who did directed a number of softcore and hardcore films, but is best known as an actor and co-producer of Last House on the Left. So there's lots going on there. It's really, really a great, great festival of micro-budget and exploitation films. Please come down if you're in the New York area and come meet me and come meet some of the people there. And I'm telling you, check out our podcast too. And they're all in the archives at Blog Talk. And you'll talk about that
That's
more.
Great. But, yeah.
And then
go ahead.
On Monday, I just want to mention too that Vicki Love is going to be back with us on Monday afternoon. And Vicki and I, she's going to continue her Mad Max series, and we're going to do a commentary watch of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. So that's what's happening this week.
That's Monday.
I'm going to be a busy boy.
All right. And then Sunday night, and you'll be back with me on next Sunday night. You'll be back because you would you say Wednesday, Friday, Saturday? You're doing that?
Yeah,
I'll be there Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, you got to work Sunday, so you'll be pestering us Sunday night when we do part three and our final part of Rocktober, where we're celebrating the month of October and all the music history that went down this month. So I think we're up to the 20th, the last 10 days, 11 days we got to do, and that'll be next Sunday night. The Sunday after, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be here. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're going to go down to the Air and Space Museum on Saturday. We're going to hit the National Zoo on Sunday, but that's just a drive home afterwards. So I will be here that Sunday. 2 weeks, it'll be, I'm going to feature all the music of Southern Culture on the Skids from the beginning to the end. So that's
that'll be fun.
Next week, yeah, you want to hear these guys, man, you're going to hear them. And, but next Sunday, be here for part three, our final part of Rocktober, as we celebrate it. And you guys have talked about anything Halloween-wise? You and Rachel?
Right now, of course, the Shaka Go-Go is basically our Halloween month. We are going to be doing a playlist, and there will be one or two more commentary watches. I'm hoping to pull together a commentary watch and carry.
Okay.
In honor of Piper Laurie, who passed away. So.
Great. Oh boy, it'd be great if you did carry, or The Graduate or anything. So, of course, I'll announce that once you announce it. So, you can catch any of our podcasts live, like you are right now, or catch them on demand in our archives. So if you missed part of tonight's show or you missed last week's show, it's there. Pull it up whenever it's convenient for you. Well, buddy, anything else?
No, that's about it, my friend.
You got a busy week ahead of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Rest tomorrow because you're going to be stomping it from then on.
Absolutely, man.
The green light comes on Tuesday, so I can't wait to hear about it all. But thank you, as always, for joining us. We love having you on. I couldn't do this without you, man. Because I wouldn't have anybody
to pick on. Well, it's always a pleasure
to
be here, man.
Yeah. Who would I pick on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would have nobody. So we appreciate you always being here. And thank you very much for coming along. And I'm about ready to say goodnight. So on behalf of Carl, say goodnight, Carl. Say goodnight to Lori. She's listening.
Good night, Lori. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, buddy. I'll call you afterwards.
All right, man.
All right. And on behalf of Carl and myself and Cuddles the Cat and Lori, we hope that you have a really safe and happy week ahead of you. And as those cool cats say, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Absolutely.